Start rolling whenever you'd like, my dear.
How do you sound?
Pretty good, I think. Sound confident.
Confident and deep. Yeah. You get that deep voice. You're gonna take off the headphones and you're gonna be like, fuck. All right. Let's be serious. Serious. Or not.
So serious.
Or just fuck around. Who cares? It's fun. All right, no more games. All right, thank you for tuning in to the Redacted Podcast. We have our guest here who's been so gracious to come on and tell his very kind of fucking strange and fucked up story for us. It's a weird one. We like it, but he's anonymous, so nobody will know that it's his weird story. Could be anyone's weird story. We got Pamela back there fussing around. I don't know what she does back there. Runs the audio board and the video board, but she's been sworn to secrecy too, so she's not going to reveal you, but thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. Yeah, she's probably back there doing all the work.
Yeah, we just sit up here and bullshit. She has to sit back there and work. We're just dicking around.
Yeah.
She's good for it, though.
Nice.
That's well, fine.
Nice.
She likes it, I think. Do you like it? She likes it. Okay. That's good.
It's got to be pretty interesting.
Yeah. Listening to us all day. Well, you guys are interesting. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm just the guy. The guy that brings the interesting people.
That's a key element.
Yeah.
So,
the story you had was kind of fucked up, and I guess we don't have to preface it too much. We can just kind of go with it, but you were fucking around with some pretty powerful, weird government defense contractor people. And it seemed like kind of a just interesting, like surprising, interesting, and it might give a little insight into that world. And you had an inside look at it. So from what I remember, we talked about it briefly, but you met a woman on a dating app, and this was what, 10 years ago or 8 years ago or something?
About 9 now. Yeah.
9 years ago.
Give or take. I was 33 at the time. And she actually, I didn't meet her. She kind of stalked me out on this dating site.
She stalked you.
Yeah. There's a kicker there.
Okay.
I kept refusing her, and I wasn't interested. I had a couple other, I wasn't in a committed relationship, but I had a couple relationship type
girls,
friendships,
yeah,
so to say. And she really wasn't on the radar until she messaged me randomly one night. I just happened to be alone, and I kind of took her up on her offer of like coming over to hang out originally. And
she gave you like a "you up"?
Yeah. Random.
What you
like,
doing?
What are you doing? And I was like, not much, just kind of laying around, hanging out. She's like, do you want to come over and come see me? I was like, well, I'd only come over for one reason and one reason only. And she signed up. So I didn't know what to expect, really. I ended up going over there.
And she was older, right?
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I wasn't too interested. It was some
first,
kind of, yeah, it didn't, it's not that it didn't appeal to me, but I was like, oh, well, what would this turn into? And, she was, at the time I was 33, she was 45. So it was a nice little difference.
That's a decent gap.
Yeah. I didn't really know what to expect. I never saw her in person. I met her on Tinder. So it's all just photos. You know what I mean? Like you don't really truly know what this person's about or anything like that. So it was kind of a strictly a, okay, we're going to, I'm going to come over.
See what this shit's about.
Yeah.
So you get over there.
I end up showing up to her house. It's, I'd say it's probably about 11:30, 12 o'clock. And right as soon as walking in the door, it starts. She was all over me. At the time, I was in pretty decent shape, going to the gym on a regular.
Yeah.
So I was kind of just like a...
You went with it.
Yeah.
Of course. I get you. It's like Stifler's mom was jumping on you.
It's exactly...
Yeah.
It turned out to be a lot better than I expected. Okay. I wasn't disappointed. It was a good night. We ended up going for a few hours, and it was like, okay, well, thanks. I'm gonna leave. And lo and behold, I end up going to put my shoes on, and there's $300 in my shoes that she put there.
Oh shit!
Yeah, like I didn't even know. It wasn't really like a spoke of thing or anything like that. She just kind of dropped money on me. And I'm like,
had to feel a little fucked up.
It hurt my heart.
For a guy.
It hurt my heart at first. Like, and then I high-fived myself.
I high-fived myself. I like that. Because you're like, well, guess it was pretty awesome. $300. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, looking back, it's demoralizing. But at the time, a 33-year-old guy, been pretty decent shape. I'm like, okay, maybe
it's a funny memory.
Maybe I could turn this into a profession.
Yeah, right. So then she would hit you up more.
Yeah, kind of a
offer money again.
Oh yeah, it was always unspoken. It was like a thing. She would literally just pay me and I would.
So she's just like, you come over and then she just kind of casually slips you some money and then, and that went on for a little bit.
Yeah. It kind of evolved into a couple times a week, probably 3-4 times a week. But as it increased.
You have to report that to the IRS at that point. Jeez.
I don't know. The payment stops. The more time we ended up spending together, I would stay over later and later, and things grew to be a little bit more intimate, obviously, because, you know.
More of a relationship, maybe.
You can't have that kind of transfer with someone and it not evolve.
Yeah.
And she was pretty demanding, and like it took a lot out of me. So I would relax afterwards. After the long point, I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna hang out. And then she's
demanding,
yeah,
like just like old kinky lady demanding,
very much so. Yeah,
okay. Like, she had some weird kinks and some weird, things.
Yeah, I couldn't really. I'm not gonna say that it wasn't enough. But you just kept wanting more.
Okay.
It wasn't that it wasn't satisfying, because it more than multiple times was.
Yeah.
And she just was, I really think she was just an old nympho going through it at that age. Like some peak she was hitting or something like that, just couldn't get enough.
Yeah.
Like she had kids prior that were a little younger. They're probably in the 9-10 range. They're not around.
With their dad or?
Yeah, they were with their dad.
So she's divorced?
Recently divorced.
Okay.
And I guess I was the fling at the time.
You were like, the rebound.
Yeah. And she was trying to get her fill. So it benefited me because I was working two jobs at the time and I had a side income, but it was a little taxing.
Hustling. jeez.
Yeah. It was fulfilling for the point of like it really stroked my ego. It made me feel like I was doing something.
No,
yeah. And it was about nothing. It was just
in the end, yeah.
Yeah.
But at the time you're like, fuck yeah, he's the man.
Yeah.
You're like a gigolo.
I would tell my buddies about it and they wouldn't believe me. So like I would just kind of be like, all right, whatever. Oh, okay.
So how did she, I mean, that's a lot of money. How did she have that money?
At first I didn't really know. She was a teacher. She was out of work at the time, but she had said that she sold her house in the divorce and she got the money from the house or whatnot. So, because we would start talking and discussing things about her family and come to find out she has like an older brother that lives locally and she ended up moving into one of his properties. So she doesn't really have to pay anything. He owned the properties.
And, so she's living for free on Big Bro.
Yeah. And, you know, she's just trying to find work and reestablish her life in New York because she came from another state. And so as we keep being getting more and more involved, it ends up turning into an actual relationship. Like I would go over there to hang out with her and spend some time with her or whatnot. And at that point, it was probably about almost a month and a half in, 2 months in, I shut her down on the payment for the money. I'm like, you don't really have to give me money anymore. Like, you don't have to pay me for having sex with you at this point. Like, you know.
You're like, I'm tired. I can't do it anymore.
Like, you're expecting too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I can't sign off on that invoice. Yeah. But throughout that I kind of like pillow talk, she would tell me about her brother and what he was going through or whatnot, and she would lead into things because he was struggling. He had some real life issues going on to where he not that he needed help, but he needed someone to be able to take care of things because he owned all those properties. He wasn't always around and Sheik wasn't doing it. She was supposed to be his assistant, like paid assistant, but she was just, I guess she had some entitlement things where she's like, I don't have to do anything and I'm your sister. I could just live here.
And you're thinking this dude's pretty loaded then.
Yeah, because I didn't understand, like, if she's not doing nothing, he owns all these properties, what's really going on? You know what I mean? One night, I'm over there and he happened to be in town and, he owned the house across the street too. So I saw his truck and it was just a regular work truck. It had the, his company logo on it and it kind of threw me for a loop a little bit because, it's a pretty significant company. It's well known. Oh, in certain fields. And,
I looked it up. The logo's fucked up. Like you told me the name, we're not going to say it here, but
yeah.
Like, yeah. That's the logo, man.
Yeah. And so it kind of, I give a little feedback because she met me on Tinder, but she also, we ended up being friends on Facebook or whatnot. And I'm into like some, I call it conspiracy theories or secret knowledge or like occult beliefs type thing.
That logo is like a bullseye for conspiracy and the name and the name. But I'm like, I looked it up and I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Just like that in plain sight. That's fucked up.
And I didn't want to really believe that it was that obvious. I'm like, it's just got to be a ploy.
Just threw it out there. Just threw it out there.
Yeah, it can't be just that in your face and come to find out.
Like if a bad guy was trying to, like if they had a bad guy in a movie and they gave him a fake company name to sound evil and look evil, it would be that. Like, yeah. Like that's some crazy shit.
Yeah. It kind of, it threw me for a loop. Like I didn't know what to do with that information at the time. I kind of just stored it away in the Rolodex. It was like, okay, I'm gonna have to
See what this is about.
Yeah.
So and, when did you end up finding, so you end up doing some work for him?
Yeah. So she had divulged information to me that night when his truck was there This is probably about 3 months into our relationship, right at a 3 month mark. And she divulged some information that her brother has some addiction issues or whatnot. And that he was kind of going through it with a drug dealer, what have you. They were taking him for a lot of money because, you know, they saw Mark and they saw that he had money, had company. And she just told me that, like, she would need me to go with her and him somewhere to, like, just stand there, essentially. So it's like there's another player in the game.
He needed some backup.
Yeah, not even backup, but just to let it be known that there's another player in the game and that there's, like, that dude's not going to be an option anymore.
Okay.
Like, it's just like your privileges are being revoked, yeah. Essentially.
Yeah.
Because I didn't find this out till after his addiction is actually pretty, how would you say?
Heavy?
Not heavy, but it's specific. Like
cocaine, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
Well, it's cocaine, but it has to be delivered. It has to be ready there waiting, and he doesn't want to have to give you the money. He wants everything to already be
paid for,
set, done, paid for, less streamlined. That's what it's streamlined. His addiction is streamlined. So because he travels a lot, he wasn't around often. He would only get little bits of time to come get high and then go back to his employment or company. Essentially,
it's like a little ritual he did almost.
Yeah. And it could have been, given the information from the company, could have definitely been a ritual. Yeah. Could have been a dark ritual that has ties with.
Didn't think about that one.
Yeah.
No. He's some fucked up shit, man.
Yeah.
So you're helping him to obtain this, or?
It didn't start there. We ended up kind of cutting that dude out, and I just naturally stepped into that position. I had a couple of contacts that I knew on my own accord, and, you know, I saw opportunity in front of myself. So if,
yeah,
what have you, there's money to be made and there's good money to be made.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go for it. And, it ended up working out for a little bit. He gave me an actual position to fill, as well as taking care of the properties that were there while he's gone. And then I would be with his sister, take care of the properties, and also essentially be his runner.
Yeah.
You know, like to take care of kind of,
Were you like an employee, like getting a paycheck?
I had a stipend, you know what I mean? Okay. Whenever I need, like,
I didn't know if you were like payrolled.
No, I wasn't ever on the books.
Okay.
No. I don't know how they would classify that on the books. I mean, there's plenty of ways
in that industry.
Yeah, there's plenty of ways
in that industry. They can definitely do that one.
Yeah,
you'd be a researcher.
Oh man,
a powdered substance researcher. Like a
so once we kind of started, me and her relationship started evolving. You know, it was more about servitude of him to what he wanted and what was going on and all of his properties and the business and all the elements that were coming into play there, because it was in a local town, but it was with an airstrip, and the airstrip was right around the corner from the houses. So whenever he would come into town, it would be, he'd land in the airfield, come over to the house, run amok around three or four houses, getting high, making a mess, not knowing what he's doing. And just
so the guy owned, so his company owned an airstrip.
Yeah, the company
he owned like a little airstrip, and then there was houses right by that.
Yeah, the company he owned is actually a
aerospace.
Yeah, it's an aerospace company that's more into it was trying to branch into solar work to make solar planes and. Well, he did make solar panels.
They were doing defense contracting too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which some pretty high-powered officials on their board. I've never met the people.
I looked at the list of people on the board. Yeah. It's pretty fucking. You got generals and shit on there, and
I did not know what I was stepping into at this point.
Yeah,
I kind of I went in head first, and I just flew by the seat of my pants, essentially.
Well, you probably think if you're with his sister, you're kind of I don't know, in a good position that you're going to be taken care of or not fucked with too much, or
it secured my position because
you have an in, and you know, probably a whole lot of fuckery isn't going to happen to you necessarily.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of backlash from his actions.
Yeah.
And it didn't directly happen to me and his sister, like our relationship, but the backlash that happened from within the local community and the town, because the company, it wasn't what it was made out to be, obviously. I don't know if the addiction got a hold of him and he just wasn't able to fulfill promises that he made because the town was mad at him. He couldn't bring in what he said he was bringing in.
Yeah.
Or it was just a front. It was literally just a front to get hands on that airstrip. I mean, there's a lot of other players that came in afterwards.
A lot of people would like an airstrip, especially up, and that's in the New York-ish city area.
That's high price.
Oh yeah,
property and real estate beyond, and it's not a matter of money at that point. It's a matter of who you know and how you can get your hands on that.
Yeah.
So there's fights for it. People are fighting over it. And
so just to kind of back up, like, so I can visualize your life at that point. Are you living with the sister?
Yes.
So you're living in one of the houses near the airstrip full time.
Yeah.
And you're working, taking care of these houses.
Yeah.
And hooking this dude up with coke.
Yes.
Among probably other little things.
Yeah.
And then when he would he just go by himself? And you said he freebased it.
Yeah, he does.
So he would just go do this by himself.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, he would have call girls come around. He would, he can take care of whatever kind of fetish he had, whatever.
So he wasn't married?
He was married.
Okay.
Married and newborn child.
And they lived maybe somewhere else.
Family life. I never ran into him, but I knew they knew what he was doing.
Okay.
They knew what he was doing, and I didn't ever get to meet any of them, and neither did his sister. Like, they weren't on speaking terms. It wasn't a good relationship.
With the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, with his wife or whatever.
Yeah, his main family, not his wife, his original family thought that his wife was trying to pull him away from them. Mm. And he was the breadwinner. Everything, because besides his company, he actually was a very, very smart individual who created some products for a lighting industry that
he had patents on.
Patents on that he got paid from for eternity. He'll always be paid. His family will never have to worry about money.
Wow.
Yeah. At one point, he showed me something that he bought, which was a Masonic lodge in another country for like $300,000, and it was a castle.
Oh, geez.
And he got it on a deal. He's like, look at this castle I got for a deal. A
discount Masonic lodge.
Yeah.
Was he a Mason?
You
wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. I mean, if he was a Freemason, just based off of my knowledge, I don't think he would have that type of addiction addiction doesn't discriminate, but I don't think he would be accepted. Not sure.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. I don't really know the occult
no
groups
no.
like that. So
yeah.
I just know that the opposite of Masons, which is company. You know what I mean? It's kind of, that's two battling entities right there. If you're playing both sides of the deck there, it might.
Yeah, that kind of is. So you said, and you also said, like, he had this, like, big hangar.
Yeah.
With, like, equipment that just, they weren't making anything. They weren't doing anything.
Yeah, well.
It just didn't seem like.
Part of my duties was whenever he was in town, I would have to take him back and forth from the airstrip. I would drive him there, pick him up. We'd stop, get food, whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And they had he had a personal hangar where the company was located, but there was nobody ever at this hangar where the company was at. There was absolutely nothing going on. It was pretty much just a storehouse for his toys. He had like old planes in there. I remember he had one of the old Indian cruisers that broke the land speed record.
Oh, those are sweet.
Yeah. He had one of those. And when I went in, all the CNC machines, all the milling stuff, all of the designs, everything was just left there.
Yeah.
And when I walked in, you feel like a vast emptiness of absolutely nothing happens in this place, but it's set.
Yeah.
It's just set. So whoever needs to see this or whatever, it's here. You know? And I was like, maybe the company's going under because this dude's losing everything because of what's going on in his life. But it didn't even seem like there was a company, essentially. Yeah. I mean, obviously there is a real company, but there wasn't employees. There was nobody in these houses.
Yeah.
It was just, I really believe it was just a ploy for that airstrip, and it was kind of a front.
And then some fucked up stuff happened with that.
Yeah. With
that airstrip, you said, and like there was a couple powerful investment groups and.
Yeah. The people that were trying to battle for this property were actually really, really big wigs in real estate industry,
like developers.
Mall of America, but it's kind of like a family thing. They were this group. They own some of the hugest malls in the world, and they want to try to buy up all the airfield in that general area.
Yeah,
so. They started having either private investigators or whatnot look for any kind of dirt on this guy that they can, because there's a lot of money at play. There's a lot of any tiny bit of information that can make the town or anyone revoke this guy's lease on that property so they could have an in, they're looking for. So
everything. So that's where it got weird with you, where they start.
Yeah.
Following you and his sister around.
Right? Yeah, at that time, I had tails on me anywhere I went. They were always watching us. They would, anywhere I went, you can feel it. You can feel that you're being watched. They're not going to mess with you, but they're going to watch and they're going
to
see
what they're just looking and waiting for someone to fuck up.
Yeah.
Were they, different people, or were they same?
They would switch up, but I'd see a lot of familiar faces. I would see like certain.
Did you ever talk to them?
No.
Like, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
No, they wouldn't get within. Like, it would keep their distance safe enough. Yeah, okay. So, like, once I approached, they'd peel off, and it was almost
taking pictures and shit.
I don't know if they took any pictures, but I'm sure they did. I'm sure they had plenty of evidence on it.
So then, were you kind of, is everyone kind of trying to watch their fucking P's and Q's?
Yeah, but it was really unspoken. It was because he never told me any of this information, nor did she. All this came out. I figured all of this out by my own evaluation of what was going on, like what was taking place, like seeing that none of the houses, nobody's living there. Nobody's living in any of these properties. Nobody has lived in any of these properties. It's just him. And he just uses them for whatever kind of fuckery. And then once I got to go to the hangar and I saw that like absolutely no work was being done there. There was nothing. There was no projects. There was nothing anymore. It just kind of, it clicked. Mm. It made more sense because I had an understanding because I looked for the information. I basically was like, you know what? I got to figure out what I got myself into because it's too good to be true. Like I'm literally supplying drugs for this guy, but I'm supplying copious amounts of drugs. Like I'm going to get 100 grams of cocaine every 4 days.
Damn.
Back and forth to a connect that I knew out in the city. And like, it was a project. Like it's when you're doing that every couple of days, it's not safe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you have to be on your toes. So
you're looking over your shoulder all
everywhere you go, your head's always on a swivel. And I started partaking because of the fact that I had to stay up to do all this. I had to stay up and I had to literally do it. I chose to, because of the fact that I was committed, which I don't know why I stuck with her. I guess the sex was great. Yeah. I was making good money. Like every time he would want anything, I'm pulling out 600-700 for him, 200-300 for me, going to put it in my account and then going to take care of whatever.
Yeah.
There was plenty of money to go around, and then on top of what she'd pay me. So it was a little bit of an adventure, but I ended up getting bugged out once I started having to drive him back and forth. Once I started having to drop him off and he would just take off. He'd be up for like 4 days. He would literally be up smoking crack for 4 days. I'd take him to the airstrip. There'd be a jet waiting for him. He would literally just hop in. I'd sit and park and wait for him to taxi and take off. I'm like, what does this dude do? What is it that he's coming here hiding out? What is he involved with? So when I start asking myself these questions, you look for something, you're going to find an answer.
Yeah, that freaks you out a little.
Yeah.
It's got to be a little like uneasy.
Yeah, it didn't sit right with me. So on top of me running, not sleeping, getting high, having to tend to all of that, I wanted a break. I wanted to like just walk away from it for a little bit or whatnot. So I kind of stepped back from the relationship with her, because that was like primary. That with that key element, I ended up stepping away, and it wasn't even probably 2-3 days. I end up right back with her, going back because he literally made a trip to come down, and they had no connect. They had no connect or anything like that. Yeah. So they pretty much, they bought me, but they bought me. You know what I mean? They paid for me just so I can go get it. And I charged them an arm and a leg. I ended up charging them like $1,400 just to even
show up.
Like I'm not playing around. But I mean, it was kind of my risk. I don't want to keep harping on that topic. It was kind of my risk. So after that, he ends up staying up for a few more days. I drop him off at the hangar. He ends up hopping in his helicopter this time, taking off.
Jeez.
Yeah. And he's going to another part of the state to go back home and I guess be with the family and try to clean up or whatnot. Me and her end up staying together, and she's kind of tired of it too. She's kind of tired of the running around, this shit being crazy, having to deal with her brother, having like people up her ass all the time. Like she feels like she can't do anything. She's just got out of this divorce.
Yeah,
she's weighing over her head with a young kid that's kind of wild, because that's really what it was. And she ends up going back to her parents, which are just further up in the city.
Okay.
And while that happens, I stay at the properties. I'm going to just keep staying at the properties. I got a place to stay. I can get paid for it. You know what I mean? And I end up staying at the properties, and I find out that I start doing more research while I'm there. I'm like, what was this dude really about?
Yeah.
And when I find out, that's how I found out about the other family that owned all the properties, and they were trying to go after the airfield, because I started reading information online about like the troubles with the town. They didn't find out that he ended up having a lease on this airstrip, and they were trying to get him out of the lease so they can buy the property. And I think I kind of not helped them get that dirt, but by me being there and being a proxy with his sister, they got some dirt because of the fact that we were being involved too. So it was the three of us. So when they came, you know what I mean? It kind of made the situation a little more amplified. So she's staying, at this point, she's staying, it's been all of, I'm going to say a total of 6 months now.
Okay.
Total of 6 months, right? We've blown through probably about 40 grand.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
If not more. Maybe a little more than that. Somewhere in that range, just between me and her.
Yeah.
Just between me and her. Like when he comes, that's a separate entity.
Yeah.
And
separate expenses.
Yeah.
Okay.
At this point, she's wanting to do go right and go see her kids and take care of things and get away from her brother because her brother's not going to stop. It's not going to change. You know what I mean? She tried to fill in that position and she realized that she got roped into everything way overhead with one, with the property issues, two, with the drug addiction, and three, with being in a relationship that was completely toxic.
Yeah.
So she ends up moving out of state back to where she was originally from.
Okay.
Came down south.
Yeah.
And at that point,
we can say Florida.
Okay. So yeah. She came back down to Florida. I ended up staying in New York for a little bit. I was like, I got to figure out a new plan. I had a little bit of money put away, so I was all right. I had to figure out a new plan. I kind of left the job because he wanted me to go upstate with him on the last time that he left and move the entire company upstate to a new property, to a new airstrip that he had, another piece of property in upstate New York that he was working on. But his sister kind of, in way by proxy, she told me to not go up and not get involved, that it's just going to be the same kind of crap. And you know, at this, I have some feeling for her. I kind of want to take her word. There is a genuine care about each other. It wasn't just use, even though it started out as just being used, you know, it kind of fondness. So he wanted me to load up the truck and trailer, drive all of his main property at the one house that he would stay at the most, and go upstate and help him build, because I have construction experience. He was going to build an add on to the house that he had up there. He offered me that job position when she took off. I was like, you know what? We've been doing this for 3-4 months now. It's been fruitful, but I'm going to go my separate way. I'm going to kind of try to get away from this because it's just chaotic. It was a lot more than I bargained for. A lot of...
this dude probably keeps you on edge a lot.
Well, yeah, you never know.
Because he would just swoop in.
Yeah.
Want shit. Everyone's got to fucking kind of hop to.
Yeah.
And then he just fucking swoop out. Sounds kind of edgy.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was the power of the money that he had kind of just... It's not that it makes it okay, but it makes it seem like it's okay. Well, I'll just pay for it. This guy would just pay for whatever, and it's just unlimited.
It's probably uncomfortable to be around.
At first, it was intimidating, and then it got to the point to where it's almost degrading.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what do you think? Just because you have money, what do you think you are? You think you just tell me when and when, how to do what?
Yeah, you're like, just my lackey.
Yeah. Sorry, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So when he offered me that position, I was kind of like, you know what? I really just can't. It's not going to happen.
Because you probably knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, I ended up, so I didn't take that position. I stayed at the properties for a little bit more so I could figure out my own personal situation. And I ended up realizing how demonic those properties were that he was on, like how severely demonic it was, like whatever he was doing in that house or whatever it was the main house. I swear, like one night I was outside and I felt like I was in the seventh circle of hell.
Jeez.
Like it was just sketchy. Everything was dark. It was really sketchy because there was
a, there anything in the houses that were fucking weird? Did you ever see anything fucking weird?
Nothing like ritualistically. There was,
but that's kind of what you felt.
Yeah,
like you said that earlier.
Like, yeah, the way he did things, the way that he would come up and just just do it. It doesn't. I don't know if it was something that he was doing while he was there. If it had something to do with some of his beliefs, I don't really know because I never actually
saw it.
Yeah, saw it or got high with him or did anything like that. It was just kind of like a servitude position. Like, here you go, and he's going to go take off and do what he wanted to do. Which I got.
Did you talk with him a lot? Did you like bullshit with him?
Yeah, when I first met him or what, I kind of gave me a lowdown. I found out who he was, the things that he's done, like multiple companies that he's opened. And he's a very smart, intelligent man. Like, he definitely did all the things, like he established company and all that. It wasn't somebody else's doing. It was all him.
Yeah.
You know? So it wasn't like he was lacking in any way, you know? But maybe there was something that's altered. And it was a darker.
Was he normal to fucking talk to?
Not really. He kind of went around everywhere. You would think he was homeless. You would completely think he's homeless. Like,
just the way he talked.
Yeah, unshaven.
Or the way he looked.
Well, oh, no. He spoke. The way he spoke.
Spoke well.
Yeah, he's very well spoken. Very high vocabulary. And you would tell he's an intelligent man easily. Yeah. You know, but from the looks of things, you would never know that he had a company behind him with military backing and
millions and millions and millions.
Yeah, trying to invent new planes and
airstrips and shit,
gyroscopters, and like really on a forefront of aerospace development. And he was involved, and he had the connects and all the people that were in that field and in that industry. So I don't know if they knew that he was struggling with addictions, and maybe they were trying to help him. Maybe they were trying to get him out of it. Maybe they're trying to get him out of the problem so they can get into where he's at.
You never know at that level, man. That's like Game of Thrones shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, you win or you die.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it goes. So when was, when did that chapter of your life end, or how did the last chapter go?
Well, that was kind of I would say that's the middle right there, because we kind of went our separate ways. Like, he ended up staying in New York. He ended up establishing the company upstate, and his sister came to Florida. I ended up staying in New York. I actually went into a recovery because I just didn't want to feel like that anymore. I was like, I can't even. I'm just done.
You got hooked.
Yeah. Like, that's just kind of, it literally took my life force. Like, it was a dark time.
Yeah.
It didn't start as that, but it turned into it just by those connections. And I ended up going into recovery or whatnot. But as soon as I got out, his sister reached out to me, and there was a lot of longing there still within me, because, you know, it was fun. It was kind of like, I felt like sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I'm running and gunning. I got unlimited funds. I got, you know, it was
in a demonic neighborhood.
Yeah. To backpedal, to go with everything being so dark and it be the name eventually,
yeah,
it kind of is double entendre. It plays into it now. It makes me a believer, fully.
So then how did Florida go?
Well, I came down to Florida and to be in a real relationship with her. Right off the bat, it didn't work. We were in West Palm. We got a condo. We're like on the 13th floor, overlooking the golf course, right in downtown, right in West West Palm. I can't really say that.
We can say West Palm.
All right. So
yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people in West Palm.
Yeah, we're in the mix.
This is his money.
Yeah,
this is his condo.
Well, this is where I found out that she actually has trust fund, so she's taken care of. She gets a stipend every month. So, like, she's not
trust
worried.
Fund from the family.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. Through him, he basically set up everybody.
Okay,
and there's tons of money to go around. We're living in this condo, and it's just free reign. She's not working. I'm not working. We're going out drinking. We're going to movies. Going out to the beach. Going to the gym. Just living in West Palm. Just kind of, you know, doing beach life. Like, oh, this is great. And me and her kind of start going through it because of the fact of what happened, what took place, and she gets a little violent. And when she's drinking, and ended up getting herself into a little bit of trouble with the law. I proceeded to not pursue it because I love and care for her. And that was a pivotal point. This is where it starts closing, because we were having fun in West Palm until she just started getting a little crazy. But her brother still got a hold on her because people are still following us in West Palm. I'm walking around. I have people following me walking. Like, I would literally have to double back, and they would just try to follow me to where I'm going, to whatever I'm doing.
This is legit. Following. You're not fucking imagining this.
No. Yeah. I can visually point that person out and then do it again. And
well, there's that element of where people think people are.
No, this is a legit. People are I don't know if it was from the government contracts that he had. I don't know if it was from private investigators from the family. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was from the other families that are trying to battle for property. I couldn't tell you who the power was or where it was coming from, but I know it all had to stem from him and what was going on.
Yeah.
So me and her start going through it. And we decide to take off from West Palm because it's just a little chaotic. That opens up the door. Me and her just start running wild. I'm going into cell phone stores to like buy new cell phones because we're getting random text messages on brand new phones that we bought that nobody has the number. And she's getting random messages. So it's like, how does anyone have these numbers? Like, what's going on here? And I would think that it's recycled number or something like that. But when I walk into the store, she's sitting there whispering to these people. I'm like, what's going on? And then she's commenting on like just certain shit that like I wouldn't know about.
Shit's getting froggy.
Yeah. And
what do you think was going on then?
I mean, what do I think was going on? I really believe that she was involved with it in her brother in like not like the religious, ritualist type things, but I believe just by proxy of it being family, that her family is part of it. Like, they know that the things, like the role that they have to play, the position they're supposed to fill within this this group, like they're meant to have a company that's just used for power plays to do this, you know what I mean? And by getting caught up and wrapped in it, she was messing things up and she was getting in trouble for it. So I think she was essentially trying to not X me out of the situation, but make it like that's not what it is, because she hid the trust fund from me for forever. She tried to make it. She always told me that, her friend has trust funds. Her friend has this, that. And that she never gave up any information. I had to diligently find out what was going on. And it was almost like it was wrong that I was questioning the situation and what was up. Like, how is this this? Or how is that that? And if I ask any questions, it's a problem.
Yeah.
You know? So we're in Orlando. We're kind of running and gunning. And things get a little sketchy. And it's actually probably right around my 34th birthday. So this is 8 months into our relationship. It's my 34th birthday. I'm wanting to, I'm wanting to have a good birthday. I'm 34.
Yeah.
I want to spend some good time and whatever. And she's got some weird sexual addictions. So it was a little weird. It was kind of fun. But for my 34th birthday, she ends up wanting to get a call girl. So we end up getting a call girl, doing the dress up thing, and like having this big grand old birthday for me.
Okay.
After that, it was a really good birthday. The next day I wake up on a hotel bed, $20 in my hand, wallet's gone, everything in the room is gone, everything's covered in water, and she's gone. Gone.
Everything's covered in water?
Water.
What do you mean?
Water. Like someone took water and dumped it all over the tables, all over the stuff that was out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like literally just covered in water.
Was it to get rid of the Coke or something?
I guess that was the ploy there. But yeah, I fell asleep. And I guess when I fell asleep, she ended up taking off.
Okay.
She just hit the road, left me stuck, stranded. I had no way. No, took my bank cards, took everything.
Huh.
Yeah, it was that was quite the wake up call. So you say,
jeez.
It carried on a little bit more after that, but she went to a private mental health care facility in Melbourne. Now, if you know anywhere in Florida, one of the largest space tech development areas is over there.
Yeah. And, Space Coast.
Yeah. Yep. And everything's totally paid for, totally covered. It's secretive. Nothing's out there. And I kind of get dubbed. I get left hung out to dry, which is kind of understandable. Things were hectic. Like I don't really fault her for it.
No.
Could have done it a little bit more casually. Like, hey,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, sometimes that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, it was a great send-off, essentially. Great birthday present. And then the next day, it's just like, I'm going to rob you blind and see you later. We end up talking. She stayed in the mental health place for 3 weeks or whatnot. I'm just making it do, really. Just through the call girl that I had met with her,
I'm
trying to get by, get all my stuff, get back to West Palm, and then go back to New York at this point. And she reaches out and is like, well, you can come to Melbourne. You can come out over here and we'll try to set something up.
Yeah.
I go out there and she actually picks me up. I'm at the West Palm Airport. I have a ticket. I'm going back to New York. And last second, she pulls up, like, I'm here. Like, don't go back. Like, to stop me, specifically to stop me from going back to New York. Because I figured it out. I'm like, I'm done. Like, I'm gone. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
So she's like, you can come to Melbourne. I was like, all right, well, what's going to happen there? I was like, she's like, we'll get a place. We'll get set up. We'll do it. I was like, all right, well, let's go. More promises. Get to Melbourne. Lo and behold, I didn't know that it was one of the largest space development centers. That's where all the private contractors are. That's really where everything kind of goes down.
Wow.
The town itself was weird.
Yeah.
The town itself has got a really weird vibe to it. Like it's just.
I noticed that.
Yeah. It kind of. Well, there's it's Florida, so there's a lot of methamphetamine around.
Yeah.
So you got zombies running everywhere.
Especially on that coast, man.
Yeah. So I set myself up. I get a little room for rent. She's staying in like this care facility so she can get her shit together because she does have children.
Yeah.
I want her to have her kids back, and I really want to try and work something out because at this point, we're kind of invested. Even though there's a lot of toxic stuff, I sadly want to keep going for it out of some sense of loyalty.
Yeah.
And,
you guys are like a tornado and a volcano.
Oh man. It was a little hectic.
Yeah.
Needless to say is I didn't know I was on the Space Coast and it's like everything's bought and paid for, and there's such a hold over her by her brother that he sends her to all these places. And it's like we end up in these twisted places with this, like, essentially where she can be guarded by other people. I don't even know if it's maybe her being guarded, that it might not have been people watching me. It could have been people, like, making sure that she's okay.
Like security or something.
Yeah, that because she's involved with me. So it's quite potential. It could have been that, you know?
So how did it all end then? I mean, eventually it had to just...
Yeah, it did. We were in Melbourne. I ended up leaving and going to find my own work. This isn't the end, but I left to go find my own work. I was doing some hurricane relief work. I ended up going to another part of Florida.
Yeah.
After that, I shot to New York for a couple weeks and was kind of making ends meet, trying to clear up some of my stuff with my own family because I was running and still doing. I wasn't attending to any of that when I was taking care of all these things.
Yeah.
So I'm in New York. I'm taking care of myself, doing the right thing. Once again, she reaches out. She's in another part of Florida, another condo. Everything's set up. Come down. I come down. I'm here for about 2-3 days. I have a hotel room. I'm like staying there. Me and her kind of hooking up, and I'm not staying with her because I don't want to be there right then.
Yeah.
And it kind of ends with I go back over there and she's still using, and she ends up having a dealer in the house personally. And I was like, I kind of kicked the door open and kicked him out. And it's like,
she had a dealer living with her?
Well, just staying there with her.
Yeah. Like
being there most of the time so she can get high and supply her need, because she just kept getting high. Like, she never stopped.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't stop all the cast that
I felt. Were you that guy when you were there?
Yeah. That was kind of the position I filled for both her and.
Yeah. So now there's this other guy.
Yeah. And for her brother, essentially, like, when it all originally started, and then it transitioned into her. And I felt like I was, you know, two in the same almost. It turned into. And it was all supported really off of their money. Like, it was just kept, it was on, there was no stop to it.
Yeah.
Still to this day, there is, you know, she called me and told me that recently, after I got into that bit of altercation, I ended up getting arrested. And that was the end.
When you kicked the door in.
Yeah. Yeah. That was,
rose some hell.
Yeah.
You get arrested. Yeah. I get it.
That was the complete end to it. That was the dead stop of the relationship. But she happened to reach out after I took care of all that and let me know that her brother passed, ended up dying from stomach cancer, which doesn't, like you said, it doesn't make
much sense. I looked that up too. Yeah.
It doesn't make much sense because I researched it.
It's a young dude. He wasn't old. He was early 50s.
Yeah.
Early 50s, yeah.
He was a little bit older than me. He was a little bit older than her, not much. And it didn't make a lot of sense because I tried to research more information about it, but it was just the local newspaper where he wasn't living.
Yeah.
It was through another, where the company was.
Yeah.
So it was almost like a cover-up, essentially, just to push him away. So it's like he's gone.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, you know.
Some fucking circles, man. You start running in those circles. I mean, that's like, you know, Epstein, he got suicided, right? At least this guy got stomach cancered.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a little kinder.
Who knows?
Yeah. I spoke and reached out to him after me and his sister got into our mess. I reached out to him on Facebook and email. He kind of reached out because I was trying to get some contacts in the aerospace industry just for work. For my own.
For construction. Sure.
Yeah. For my own. And he not that he didn't do it. He just was real standoffish.
Kind of blew you off.
Yeah. Real standoffish. Well, which is understandable. I mean, I was just his runner to get him drugs and do this and do that. It was really.
Well, and it's like, you don't want to cross that almost. Like, if he's got his business world and his business contacts and his legit business and government people and all that stuff, like, he doesn't want to cross those worlds.
Yeah. No. Which I didn't see that at first. I just thought that that's who he was all you know, all the time. But it didn't because I didn't know him in any other fashion.
Yeah. Well, it's a fucking wild story, dude.
Yeah, it's it happened all of about 2 years, maybe.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Not even. Yeah, the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle. But I think within 6-8 months, we do like 100K, just getting high, just doing dumb shit, running around Orlando with her sister, just spending money frivolously.
I think it's just no regard. I mean, the story was interesting. Thanks for sharing it. And that was like, you get a peek into, I don't know, that ultra wealthy world. And then it kind of covers on some of the defense contracting, secret society shit. I mean, it doesn't, your story and your experience didn't necessarily solve anything.
No.
But I think it's just interesting to know that that's out there. You know?
Yeah, I didn't expect it. It really, it opened my eyes to the fact that it's...
Well, you didn't live in that world. You didn't grow up in it.
No, these said, like groups could really be there and be that dark. Like it's really happening. Like there's that type of thing to where
and you're
like,
just a normal guy. You come into this and, you know, I believe that there's some fuckery going on. There's definitely a lot of fuckery that we don't know about. And, you know, I guess the more we can learn about it in some way, you know, maybe somebody actually figures out what the fuck's going on. Yeah. Maybe we don't want to know. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it's who gives a fuck, but it's interesting and entertaining.
Yeah, it was entertaining at the time for me just to be involved with it because I thrive off of chaos a little bit. Like it was fun for the time while I was in it. Like it was a project to figure everything out. It was kind of like, and it still doesn't make sense. It's not full circle where it's like I know every bit of information or like what was really going on or what still may really be going on, because I don't know if
just get back on Tinder.
God, no, I stay away.
Find you another one.
No.
Another mystery, another fucking adventure.
No, that took too much out of me.
Well, thanks for coming on and sharing. I appreciate it. It was a good show, and hopefully everyone learned something from it, and it's entertaining and it's cool. Yeah. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And to the viewers, the listeners, thanks for tuning in. Stay out of trouble, and we'll see you in church. Till next time.